producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And things, all the focus here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into my romp through the world with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. This hour of the Good Day program, there is a focus on fertility. We could have that in an echo chamber, maybe, Richie. Focus on fertility.
Fertility.
Experts are warning men who use a mobile phone for as little as 1 hour a day that you are cooking your sperm.
Awesome. I don't need to get snipped now.
And lowering the significant import of what comes from sperm. The new study shows that having a mobile phone close to your hoo-hoo, or within a foot or two of that, can lower sperm levels so much that you'll find it very difficult to conceive, conception affected by that. So I wanted you to be the first kids in your neighborhood to know that was the story. So there it is. I've told you, don't need a whole lot of discussion. Perhaps we'd just as soon move on. Imagine. All right, your imagination in gear, Jennifer?
I am in gear, Dougie.
All right. You just got a brand new car.
Yay!
And it's got a what they call a transmission box or a gear box in it. You take it out for that first road trip, and you blow the clutch.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
This would never happen, by the way. First of all, I'd never have a clutch.
No. All right. I'm using it for the story.
No,
what
you're missing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and a clutch is much more fun. Richie's right.
Well, I would never know how to do it.
Much more fun.
It's kind of hot to, like, you know, hold on to the stick shift and look over and wink at somebody.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it's not that hot when you stall out.
No.
Not that hot.
You gotta learn how to drive.
Right.
Okay, so now let's put your imagination, you know how radio is, it's great for your mind, your imagination, using your imagination. Picture a $360 million warship that you just paid for, and it's called the USS Milwaukee, one of the newest combat ships, 380-foot long, $3,400-ton ship, broke down in the Atlantic. A month after it was commissioned, the ship had to be towed back into Virginia, into the port. Navy said at the time that debris was found in filter systems in the engine room of the ship, causing a loss of pressure to the lubricant that gears up the diesel and gas turbine and causes the ship to move. You know how we translate
this? It's a very easy problem.
Wow. It's called a clutch. And the clutch blew. So the engine stalled. Or actually, what happened was, the engine was running fine, but there's a converter. I'm simplifying this down, but it's the engine, if you're talking about a race car, well, not even a race car, let's just say it's a Jeep, a four-wheel drive Jeep, has a transmission, and it has a converter, a torque, and there's also a...
Sorry, you're getting in the weeds here, Holmes.
All right, so I don't have to go there. All right, thank you. Well, I'm just...
Mr. Goodwrench.
I was just dialing back just a notch.
If it's bad enough that you're confusing Rich, come on.
No, you're not confusing me, but...
you're right.
I see Jennifer's eyes rolling over.
Okay, well, she doesn't like it when we talk about cars.
Although, Jen, you got to get in the passenger seat of my 67 Bronco.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah. Feel second gear, third gear. It's fun.
Isn't there a Beach Boys song like that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there is Little Deuce Coupe.
Yeah.
Except mine could run over the Little Deuce Coupe.
Yeah, I know. So it's... Richie is such a hell of a man. All right, so anyway, the point is, we paid $380 million for a ship that doesn't move. And nobody, it took, you know, how you have to take the interior guts of the ship has to be taken apart in order for them to fix this. And I guess the good thing is that it wasn't out in the middle of the Atlantic. And when this happened, they're still on.
I know exactly how they feel. 2 weeks ago, I had to replace the light bulb in my headlight on my my Fusion.
Well, how much did you take apart to get to that?
You have to take the wheel fender, the fender well out of it, the little plastic thing above your tire.
Yesterday,
your fender. I'm like, who designed this?
All right, so you must have been watching what happened yesterday in the garage at the farm. The guys were fixing a manifold on this Ford. Now, I don't ever buy trucks that have gas engines, but I happen to have been given this one, so I gave it to one of the guys to drive. As it turns out, there's a manifold problem, and it turned out that the manifold problem was really a vacuum problem. Mm-hmm. In order to fix it, this is on the top and the side of the engine, they had to take the fender off to get at where the way they had engineered it, designed it, this tubing was rubbing against the housing for the, you know, there's a guard that's placed underneath the fender so that all the gluck from the road doesn't get under the fender and into the workings of the engine. So that was they had to take that off, take the fender off to get in this one little tube and replace it. Took 4 hours.
You got this, Jennifer? You with us?
No, I'm actually reading the Encyclopedia Volume B.
Okay. I'll stop now. All right, here's a
boring
big story. All right, okay. Calm down, will you please?
Oh, I love you. It's fine.
Right. Let's talk about something pink to make her feel better.
Two women were arrested for cavorting nude aboard a bus as it was touring downtown Manhattan. They took the bus because they had an issue at work. About speaking, they were on a break, and they were talking to some of their friends, and whatever went on, they were told by their boss that they couldn't have these conversations on company time. But they said, no, this is a freedom of speech. It happened that they were working in City Hall. So they got out of work, they jumped on the bus, and when the bus went by City Hall, they took down their pants.
Oh, the old moon. They let the moon shine.
Right. They were clad in skimpy black bras and panties. Letitia Talbert and Akilah Withrock braved the cold outside the Manhattan Supreme Court building. They have decided they're going to sue the city for $20 million. I guess this is among 15 people that were arrested for... not particularly following the rules at work. So they cleaned out this. I think this goes deeper than just not being able to talk to their friends. They apparently were having a party in the break room with their friends, and they're getting a little carried away.
Yeah.
And so they got fired, and they are protesting because they were having fun on their break. I like that.
So that's how you protest to say what I did. Having a party during my break wasn't wrong.
Right.
I'm going to protest by
taking
my clothes
off. Let's get naked.
Right. I like their thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, Rich is like, do they need jobs? Right. They have a couple of openings.
Right, exactly. So much for the criminal justice system at the moment. Quarter past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Provia helps those of you who are losing your hair. This is hair thinning therapy. Don't you like that, the way that sounds? Hair thinning therapy to reduce the premature hair loss that you're going through and you're having a problem with thinning hair. This is the way to do it. Provia's hair thinning therapy. It cleanses the pores on your scalp, cleanses them. You've been using cheap shampoos, cheap rinses, cheap creams or gels or whatever. That stuff plugs up the pores, so the follicles of hair that are growing under your scalp can't get out. So when the hair falls out, which we all lose our hair, you know that. You've been looking at hair in your brush for years, right? Richie's been looking at it. He's still got a full head of hair. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, same thing. So it does naturally replace itself unless you've been foolish enough to use cheap shampoos and plugged up all the pores. So now you got to cleanse them, and that's what Provia does. Provia and its super concentrated brother, yours for the asking when you call 800-525-8319. This is guaranteed, has all kinds of good things in it. If you use it 1 week a month, it will give you faster growth. It'll give you a better appearance. It'll stimulate the, because you're cleaning out the the pores. So it stimulates follicle production, thickness, because there's a volumizer in it. This is really good stuff, and it's very inexpensive in comparison to what you would have to do if you were, let's say, trying to go to the guy down the street who's got a hair replacement therapy shop, and you're going to chop up your head. Don't let him do that. Call 800-525-8319 for Provia. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a bottle of the Super Concentrate for faster results. Enrich the health of your hair. Use Provia. 800-525-8319. I've coined a little thing that the company has now taken. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Starting Thursday, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing tomorrow through Sunday with the Guitar Center Gear Card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
All right, let's see what we have in the lot and order.
Excuse me. Someone's getting out of the closet.
Really?
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
An Amish man chose to spend 3 days in jail, Richie, rather than pay a fine for refusing to put an orange slow-moving vehicle triangle on his buggy because the sign violates his religious beliefs. Jonas Schwarzenhuber belongs to the family Schwarzenhuber order, which says the Bible prohibits brightly colored belongings. He was jailed last week after a county judge found him in contempt for not paying a $119 fine because of the citation. He is going to be allowed to wear a blue shirt and pants instead of the usual bright orange coveralls, according to the judge.
Wait a minute.
The sect members claim to be the county's oldest Amish order and adhere to the Amish idea of being
separate. So they're giving him a fine for not putting an orange sign on his buggy, but they are okay with giving him a different colored suit to wear in jail so it's not orange.
Question, what goes clop, 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 bang, bang, clop, clop? It's an Amish drive-by.
21 after on Good Day.
You're stupid.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, Well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Start off the top five from this week in 1991 with your fave, Celine Dion.
The woman that stole $1,000 from my parents.
And where does my heart beat now?
Wench.
Number five from this week in 1991. Give her a break. Yeah. Lost her brother and father.
And her not her father, it was her husband.
I look like your father.
Bad for her.
I mean, I think she's a nice person, but just took money from my family.
They voluntarily bought tickets for the show, so they got what they deserved.
It was still from my family. I'll give back to you.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so we're going through the top five songs for this week in 1991 in the musical portion of the Good Day program. Big pop hit, Where Does My Heart Beat Now? Celine Dion is number five this week. Let's see, moving to number four, it's Mariah Carey's turn. Hi, Jen.
I like it.
It's a good song. Yeah. Someday, number four this week, 1991. I'll listen to a little more of this. I think I like it.
A little musical side note here.
Yeah, Rich.
Last night I took my daughter to see R5, which is a guy, a band, the Ross Lynch and his siblings.
Yeah.
He's a Disney actor. So it's pop, rock pop type stuff. And it was fun. They were good. They were great. But as one of their encore songs, Doug,
yeah,
they played a Led Zeppelin tune.
Really?
Whole Lot of Love. And these 15-year-old girls freaked out.
Really?
They loved it.
Really?
Like score one for the dads in the crowd.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Were there mothers or mostly dads there?
Both. Huh. Yeah, the crowd was mostly 14-year-old girls with their parents.
Yeah. All right. Number four, Mariah Carey. Move now to the number three position, Richie, if you would. Timmy T.
One more try. Oh, boy.
You know this one, Jen?
Oh, I sure do.
Why? What happened?
I love this song. It was just so darn dramatic.
Did you slow dance to this song with someone special?
Maybe. Probably not. Who am I kidding?
It's good. Sounds good.
Slow dancing still freaks me out.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just not a slow dancer.
Oh, really?
Too much interaction and eye contact.
Oh, man. There was nothing like when the lights came on in the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning. No. You had that one last song.
I was more like the girl dancing on the bar to Baby Got Back.
Nice.
More my style.
All right. That's number three, Timmy T. One more try. Number
Here's
two.
Your song. Get up on that bar, Jen.
C and C Music Factory.
Now we're talking. This is closing time for me.
Going to make you sweat.
Shake it, girl.
There you go.
I can absolutely 100% see you on the bar of this club.
100%. Probably because there's pictures you can imagine. Do a YouTube search.
A YouTube search of you dancing? Is that what we're looking for?
Sure.
Let me see.
All right. In the meantime, let's get to the number one song this week in 1991, Richie, Whitney Houston. All the man I need. Nothing unusual here. She always pretty much made it to the top of the charts when she had a big tune, big voice, all kinds of stuff going on for her at that time. Top five songs this week in 91. Whitney Houston, number one. CC Music Factory, two. Timmy T, three. Mariah Carey, four. And Celine Dion, number five here on Good Day.
A thriving farm passes to the next generation. And 3 or 4 years later, the business is struggling and has to be sold. What happened? The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for life.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Farmers are like many entrepreneurs in that they succeed or fail based on their own management decisions. If a successful family business, like a farm, is to continue to prosper into a next generation, that next generation has to have good management skills. Time and again, however, farm family business advisor Andy Junkin of Ontario, Canada, finds this missing.
The more successful you are as a farmer, the harder it is for you to let go of control and transition management. You've got to let your sons and daughters make mistakes on a small scale so that when you're gone, that the farm is in good hands.
Junkin works with farm families to give these transitions a better chance.
These men are really good farmers. Everything they've touched up to this point in life has turned to gold. But their weakness is they're doers, not teachers. And all they need is somebody to handhold them through the process of teaching their kids management. And that's what I do.
Junkin often works with families using Skype. He's also written a couple of books and does speaking in seminars. Learn more at agriculturestrategy.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. it could save your life one day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea. He died on the hill of my Calvary.
Cavalry has arrived in the form of the people that are on the air on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden here to speedily and efficiently go through some of the big topics of the day and how we feel about them and how you feel about them. You can share with us as well. Lots of Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter. Follow-up, I would say, to our conversations at Good Day Show. Yes. So people will let... We posted yesterday or the day before, one day this week, a picture of a lion that had been killed by a six-year-old boy. And as you can imagine, it has stirred the pot here a lot. The investigation continues into other forms of animal cruelty. I think Jennifer and I don't agree or didn't agree on the whole idea.
Because you're a hunter does not mean you're ISIS.
Well, I didn't say that, but I...
No, you did. You said that the people, I think what you said, and I'll loosely phrase this, I don't want to put words in your mouth, you can correct me, but
I will.
What I heard you say is that there is no difference between people who hunt animals and Daesh, but you always say Daesh.
No, what I said was, whether I got it across clearly or not, is that the training by adults to kill animals and teaching their children at 6 years old to kill animals is what Daesh is doing with their children. So I may not have come across, but that's what they're doing. And I believe that, and you look at this picture, that it is, we're not necessarily saying, or I'm not saying, that it's the same thing. But what I am saying is it teaches people to think that way. If it's okay to kill an animal like that under the circumstances that they are being killed as if they were pridefully achieving
the
something.
The difference would be is that the people at Daesh aren't teaching their kids to eat the animals and sustain their lives with...
No, and neither are the kids that are killing the animals like that in Africa as portrayed in that circumstance. There are people that do kill animals, that do eat them, but that wasn't what was going on in that picture or that story. It was
just
clearly...
This isn't everybody, but I still really believe that hunters in majority, basically have a better respect for life than most average people do because they see the life cycle.
I think that that may be the case with some, maybe even the majority. But what I'm pointing out here, we're missing the boat, we're missing the message, is that these animals don't, they haven't done anything, they don't deserve to be killed. And there's that, plus the teaching of a six-year-old to stand there with a rifle and look pridefully at the dead lion nauseates me. So it can be, however you look at it, you can look at it any way you want to. For me, I'm nauseated by it.
Is he going to eat the lion?
No.
Or it's just going to be a trophy?
Did you look at the picture? It's a trophy. Look at it.
Yeah, I'm not a big trophy guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the trophy either. Look, and I've told Doug, if I had to rely on myself to shoot animals to eat meat, I would probably become a vegetarian. Mm. I don't necessarily have not that me. Bone in my body.
No.
But at the same time, I think that it's really unfair, and maybe, like I said, maybe I misunderstood you, but it's unfair to say that killing an animal is the same as killing a human. I do not believe that that's the case.
Yeah, I didn't say that, although I do feel that killing animals, and the reason it's done, I have, when Michael Vick did what he did with the dogs,
or
anybody who abuses, this is abuse.
Of course.
Let me just go to the next step here in trying to further my ideas. Oh, and these are my ideas based on growing up on the farm, being around these animals that I love, and then
that you keep in captivity for human purpose.
I keep in captivity for
that you breed.
Captivity is not necessarily the word for it. They're captured.
Is there an electric fence around them?
There is an electric fence around some of the pastures.
Let the cows free, Dougie.
Yeah, okay.
Let them run. Right. If you really love them, free, set them free.
Okay, I'll do that, Rich.
They come back to you. They're truly yours.
Yeah, sure.
If you want to, if those of you who are members of the PETA group know that to make a 40-inch fur coat takes 30 chinchilla, 60 minks, 50 sables, 50 muskrats, 45 opossums, 40 raccoons, 35 rabbits, 40 foxes, 20 otters, 16 coyotes, 15 beavers, or 8 seals. Just in case you wondered if you're wearing a fur coat. This is, and I'm making no point here.
I'm with you there, but I'm wearing a leather belt and shoes, so what do I do?
Yeah, well, I wear leather shoes. People say, what about the cows and you? I don't wear many leather shoes anymore because they don't fit my feet, but anyway, the animals, that this is what upsets people, the way the animals are cared for. And so there's a big to-do about this on farms. And one of the things we talk about on the American Family Farmer, which is a one-hour radio show I do on the weekends, many of these same stations are now carrying it, I focus on the problems that farmers are having and the way to fix some of these problems. One of the things in terms of the public perception of what you do, this is where the big problem is. These animals that I just talked about that are being used for these coats and stuff oftentimes are electrocuted now. And basically what they do is they hook wires up to them and fry them from the inside out. It's like you put them into a microwave and turn it on. I just can't abide. I can't accept it. I will not. I don't like the fur on the collars, but you know, that's a choice. I'm not crazy about it like the PETA people are that throw paint on people who wear skins of animals. But when they cook them like that, no excuse for it. There's a lot of better ways. But the reason they do it is to preserve the fur. They don't care about the animal. They just care about what they get out of their fur, so it doesn't bother them to electrocute them. That's the sort of stuff I'm talking about more here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm onto this at the moment. I don't have a problem with people who, for example, take the wool from a sheep. That's pretty simple, straightforward. You take the sheep into a little area, an enclosed area, and you just use clippers, and you take the wool off.
They feel naked.
Well, but, you know, a lot of people...
It's actually good for them.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it depends on the time of year. If you do it in the wintertime, it's not good for them. But then, you know, there are a lot of people that are not taking good care of their sheep. They let the wool get too long. Maggots grow in there, and then they kill the sheep in order to get the wool off of them. I find it bothers him. And every once in a while, these stories come to my attention, and I pass them along. Not stories, but stuff that I've seen opening up. You know, you can go, as the beauty of the internet is, there's a story about something, and next to it is a story that's similar. You might also be interested in this. So I just keep clicking through and seeing this stuff, and as I see it, it makes me crazy. So, call me crazy, but...
Crazy.
It's worth some time.
I'm with you on some of it.
All right, so in a moment, we're going to travel to New Jersey.
Jersey.
To find out what really... the taxpayers of New Jersey spent in the Bridgegate problem. The numbers are now coming out. So that information. And a story from a school this past weekend where children were invited to come to school in their pajamas and how that worked actually didn't work. 42 past the hour on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You're hearing a cat playing with LG's RollingBot, one of the innovative companion devices for its brand new G5 mobile phone. Marketing Communications Director Frank Lee has more.
The LG G5 is wrapped in a sleek aluminum body with a modular design, and it comes with an array of accessories that gives you an experience that makes the LG G5 much more than a smartphone. We're able to support a removable battery along with other companion devices. When we launch LG G5, we're also bringing friends, LG friends, that is, including a camera module, a 360 cam, a VR headset, a hi-fi audio DAC from Bang & Olufsen, and much more.
And get this, the LG RollingBot can be controlled remotely, letting you see what's going on at home, even play with your pet, from anywhere in the world.
With LG, we thrive on doing the unexpected, and doing what others simply haven't been able to do.
For more information, go to lg.com/US.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NFIP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, we have 45 past the hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Parents and teachers angry after the principal at an elementary school in Brooklyn excluded students last Monday from a Valentine's Day party because they didn't wear pajamas. They held a three-hour-long Valentine pajama game, and this was the site school gymnasium. They had a DJ there, Richie, a dance party.
Fun.
Cupcakes.
Neat.
Students who are mostly from low-income areas told to bring their favorite pajamas. And this flyer was sent home the Friday before the event. Notice didn't say the pajamas were mandatory, which is why teachers were shocked when the principal checked the children to approve their pajamas. Several children crying because they didn't know pajamas had to be worn.
Oh, that's sad.
The principal said, no pajamas, no party. Themed parties, interesting in theory, but when you throw one at an elementary school, the focus ought to be on fun and not on the pajamas. Yes
yeah,
or no?
You know what? Yes. They've ruined kids' self-esteem.
Right.
You know, going to a Catholic school, I didn't get to do free dress very often. And when I did, it was so stressful because I didn't know what to wear. I wanted to fit in. I didn't want to break any of the dress code rules.
Mm-hmm.
And to have someone single you out like that, it really does, especially for something so silly. It's not even dress code. It's a party.
They had a pajama party last week at their school. And it, you know.
They have, I see. Yeah, when I saw this first, a pajama party at school? How are you doing
that?
Yeah,
I think that's weird, too.
Yeah, no, they did it. They love it. All the kids wear the pajamas, and they think it's fun.
Now, but the next thing that makes me wonder, Richie, is this whole the business about children who are from low-income families. They have holes in their pajamas. They're probably not wanting to wear them.
Right.
I have my pajamas, too.
When I hear this story,
what?
How do we know about this? Why is it a national story?
Because the parents made a big deal. Somebody focused in on it, and bingo bango, it shows up in print.
Jen just hit it. Social media.
Social media,
yeah, exactly.
Of course.
New Jersey taxpayers have spent $10 million in legal fees for the Bridgegate scandal. The invoices were released the other day by the Attorney General. $2.3 million spent on a digital forensic firm, which looked at the records of the gate, the toll gates and the lights and whether or not they were tampered with. And the state of New Jersey has been sued for $80, $90 million by various entities that lost business because the gate was shut, and they've paid, the state has had to pay $8.5 million just on legal fees from a law firm that represented the state in all of these legal entanglements. Because they have political chicanery, I'm going to get even with that guy, we'll close the bridge, look at what it cost him. Man, I wouldn't be voting for Christie if that was the case, if I were living in New Jersey. Coming up on 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Starting Thursday, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing tomorrow through Sunday. Get the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
You appreciate appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Happy to present one of the country's foremost technological geniuses, Greg Stebbin, who also happens to double as the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, among many other things. He's an advisor to Mr. Musk on the Teslas. He was responsible for building the rear end of the Teslas. There are a lot of good things that you've done. As I skim over your CV, let's see what else. He was responsible for making sure that the rubber bands in the space program were extraordinarily strong.
Oh, don't go there. That is dangerous territory.
You don't want to take care of it. All right. Let's get to the latest Apple and Facebook stories in just a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues
way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
All right, now Greg Stebbins at 56 past the hour. Mark Zuckerberg says he's pretty sympathetic with Apple's Tim Cook. Said setting up backdoors to encryption, not the right thing to do. It looks like Apple cracked at least 17 devices for the FBI since October. I don't know, and I don't know that a lot of people know what in the heck is going on here, Greg. The phone companies haven't said much about Apple, but Zuckerberg is happy to get on board, although I noticed Bill Gates said he was sympathetic with the FBI. It seems like there are a lot of things that are out of touch at Microsoft these days, including its founder.
Well, and interestingly enough, there's also been reports that Bill Gates has kind of walked back on that. So, you know, in my mind, the analogy here is, you know, if you go to a picnic and there's a tug of war, who's right?
The biggest, strongest guys.
That's right. The guy that didn't fall in the mud.
Well, but my point is you don't have a conversation about who's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conversation we're having here. I think both sides are right, and that's why it's difficult. Tim Cook and Apple are right to do the things they're doing, and the FBI, I think, is right to do the things they're doing. And I just wish this whole controversy in this debate was over, you know, a Kim Kardashian selfie or something where the actual outcome was of no consequence.
Mm-hmm.
This is a passionate debate because of the outcome, and sometimes you have to step back from the outcome and say, what are we really talking about here? So I think the good news is, if you ever wanted a phone that was the securest possible phone you could find,
mm-hmm.
if you were ever worried about your own personal privacy, boy, I think we know which phone that is now.
That's right. This is good for business. let's follow some of the tweets that we have. Twitter, @GoodDay. Bill writes, individual rights should always be secondary to the safety of society as a whole. How many of you would defend Apple if you or a family member had been one of the victims? Brian writes, if a search warrant is issued, as in this case, the authorities have the right to the information thereafter. Apple's wrong. It could cost American lives. Doug writes, the FBI has a phone. They can do whatever they want with it. What they want is for Apple to supply them with a software code to break the encryption. Sorry, FBI has the physical evidence. The phone, if the FBI and NSA can't decrypt it, then tough luck. Mary writes, does the Constitution say the government has the right to make a private company write software so it can break into the phone? Not on your life. I read this, Greg, as something that would be very easy if the egotists at the FBI, unless I'm missing something, gave the phone to Apple. Apple opens it up, finds out what's in there, gives it to the FBI. That's it. They want to be able to do it to everybody's, and it's pretty soon. I mean, you can see through this.
Let me actually throw out a counter view of this. Mm-hmm. Apple doesn't want to do it because they don't want the code created by anybody. They don't want it to exist.
Ah, okay.
And that's an important part of the story.
Yeah. Well, then it corrupts or encrypts or it leaves up the possibility that somebody get a hold of it and then ruin what they've done. I get that. Yeah, I think that's what you're saying. Greg Stebbins, Technology.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.